Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
Long ago, Moses told us we were created in the image of God. But with the fall, it's certain that some of those gracious, compassionate attributes seem to get lost. For example, the issue of forgiving someone who has hurt you. Forgive your enemy, somebody quipped, when you see him going up the steps of the gallows. Forgiveness doesn't seem to be natural. It's not. It's supernatural. When someone hurts you, the immediate reaction is to do the same thing to him, except torque up the payback. Give him a bit more than he gave you. I thought of that when I took two of my grandsons to a child's amusement park known as Legoland. My wife had one of the twins in a little boat that went around a track. I had the other. While the little boats were free-floating and not very fast, you could maneuver them and bang into the side or the rear of another boat. As we rounded one corner, Carson, age 5, at the steering wheel, cried out, "Now we got 'em!" as he plowed into the side of the boat in front of us. But what was startling to me was the intensity in his voice, which reminded me more of a CEO who had deftly knocked a hole in the sales force of his competition. "Now we got 'em." This morning I was reading of one of the kings of ancient Israel, a real rascal if ever there was one. Following the reign of a godly man by the name of Hezekiah, Manasseh, who followed him, put the nation in reverse, doing exactly what his predecessor had sought to abolish. Like what? First, he was flagrant in turning his back on God. Instead of worshiping the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, as had his fathers before him, he erected altars to Baal and Ashtaroth, the gods of the fields and sexuality. He even practiced human sacrifice, offering his own sons, his own flesh and blood, to Molech, the god of fire, according to the pagans. He promoted sorcery, divination, mediums, and witchcraft. He destroyed the word of God, which of course condemned his actions. He murdered his own people, possibly ordering Isaiah to be literally sawed in two. "Nice guy, this wayward son of a good king." "Hey," we cry, "hell can't be too hot for that kind of a person. God, where's your judgment? Why do you allow this? Why not strike him dead?" Along with a few other people I know with whom we have strong disagreements. "Now we got him," we would cry along with my grandson, who already understands the taste of revenge. But are you ready for this? This depraved, vile person who was worthy of the scrap heap repented. Here's the record. But while in deep distress, Manasseh sought the Lord his God and cried out humbly to the God of his ancestors. And when he prayed, the Lord listened to him and was moved by his request for help. So the Lord let Manasseh return to Jerusalem and to his kingdom. Manasseh had finally realized that the Lord alone is God. Can you believe that? God actually forgave him. I suspect that when John Newton got to heaven, he teamed up with old Manasseh and they sang a duet. "Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me." God forgave Manasseh. He will forgive you also. And he expects you to do the same of those who wrong you. Forgiveness is not natural. It's supernatural. And God will give you the grace to do what he does. Try him. It saves having to say, "Now we got him." Let God keep the score. He's better than you. God is patient and does respond to the sincere heart cry no matter what you've done, when you mean business and in tears and repentance ask for forgiveness. He then gives us a pattern to follow. He forgives us. He wants us to forgive each other. I'm Dr. Harold Sala. You've just heard Guidelines. You can download what you hear on the program by going to our website at guidelines.org or send an email to me at guidelines@guidelines.org.